Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We commit our gathering into your care. Lord, we pray that let the entrance of your word give us light and give us understanding. I pray, oh God, that let the preaching of your word be meaningful to us. Satan, we curse you in this place. Satan, we curse you in this place. And Lord, we say, let your presence come and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat as we listen to the word of God. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. This, why are they not preaching? Why are they still playing drums? Leave them, leave them. Amen. The title of my preaching this morning is called Escape for Your Life. Escape for Your Life. I'm happy you are clapping, but those who are not clapping, it's either you don't understand the Greek I'm speaking or you just decide not to clap. Escape for your life. Hallelujah. Escape. Tell your neighbor, escape. Run. Fly for your life. Why must you escape for your life? Because your life is precious. And you cannot toy around with your life. Say amen. Our lives are important. And there are many things that are competing for your attention. There are many things that have been put in place to spoil your life. I have an announcement. The announcement is that there is nothing in this world. Listen to me. There is absolutely nothing in this world that has been designed to enhance your spirituality. Clap for Jesus. Yes. Look, from your education, your school, whatever, to television, social life, there is nothing, listen to me, there is nothing that has been designed in this world to enhance your spirituality. If anything at all, everything that is in this world, everything that, hey, come and sit here. Come in, yes, you in the white, come and sit here. He's the president. President of which country? Omanjo. Okay, clap for president of Omanjo. Let him sit here. The president. President, head of state. What are they call it? Shelly is the first lady. Shelly, that's Shelly's husband. Okay, we thank God. If we are interested in church, the person is connected to somebody. So how do you know this? And I'm here, pastor, I don't know. Hey!
If there's anything in this world, it is against your spirituality. And to those of you who came for the prayer session in the morning, clap for Jesus. How many of you enjoy the prayer session? Yeah. Those of you who came for the prayer session, yes. I remember telling you that the spiritual realm is more real than the physical. Yes. The things that are controlling us are all spiritual. Say amen. And so, this morning, I've come to explain to you that you must escape the things that have been put in place to fight your life, to make you a vagabond, to make you useless, to make you a non-entity, to make you a social misfit, to make you recalcitrant, to make you disobedient, to render you useless. Run away from them. Genesis. Genesis chapter 19. I'll be reading a very long scripture. Genesis chapter 19. Verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. He bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my Lord, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's home and tarry all night and wash your feet. And ye shall rise up early and go on your way. And they said, Nay, we will abide in the street all night. So this was Lot. Alright. Lot stayed at Sodom. Everybody say Sodom. Some of these stories, they don't tell you. Lot reside. When you take us pictures, we don't see the pictures. We don't, because we have to update our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page. Or we don't see the pictures at all. So if you know we won't see the pictures, then you don't take her. But if you know we'll see the pictures there, we should want to see the or we don't want to see. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. A banana flies across the land. That all men might see. Kelle, play the drum, eh? That he is the way to heaven. Step by step, we're moving forward. Little by little, we're taking ground. Every step, a powerful weapon. Strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down and down and down and down. Break it down. You and who will see? You and who will see? Solo, since you started dancing, so Lord stayed at Sodom, and one day he was sitting at his gate, and he saw two angels. You will see an angel. Yeah. One of these days when you sleep, you will see angels. It should be your dream or your aim that you will see an angel. So when he saw the angels, he got up to meet the angels, and he told them that, come and stay. That is called hospitality. If you see somebody, a visitor, some of you stay in your house, you are eating, visitor has come, no, then you put the food under the destiny. No, hospitality. He told the angels that they should come and stay and spend the night there so that they can go the next day. And the angels said, no, they will be in the street. Look at verse 3. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and he did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. He served them food. When you get a visitor, you give them what? Food. Sisters, when you grow up and you meet somebody visit you, the person must eat. Clap for Jesus. Do you understand? The person must eat. You get visitors here. You put your food under. You are eating. You don't want the visitor to know that you are eating. This was Lot. Do you understand? Yeah. He made them come to his house. He gave them food to eat. And then let's continue to verse 4. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And look at what they did. And they called unto Lot and said to him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. Do you know that we may know them? That we have sex with them. Yeah. This is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes. That is why people who do trumu trumu, they call it sodomy. This is where it comes from. Sodomy. Yes, I have to explain the thing to you because some of you, if you come to church and they preach, you don't understand. So you don't know these stories. So they told Lot that, Lot, we were here when we saw two men entering your house. Bring them out. Who has a different version? What is your version saying? You don't know what he's saying. Verse what? Verse 4. Read verse 4.
Before Lot and his guests could go to bed, every man in Sodom, young and old, came and stood outside his house and started shouting, "Where are your visitors? Send them out so we can have sex with them."
Is that not what is there? So when I say you put out, I say, bring them so that we can have sex with them. Men, oh, two men, two angels who came. They told Lord that bring your visitors so that we can have sex with them. Are you not afraid? I've not even started the preaching. This is called Escape for Your Life. How many of you want to listen to season 2 next week? This is season 1. Bring your men. Visitor has come. Visitor. It's not like the people they stayed in town. Visitor. Efo, you have prospered. As I'm preaching, you are drinking drink. Efo. Or Nigeria is sponsoring your... Let's continue. Verse 5. And they called unto Lot. You see, and you see, what even prompted me here was that he said, both old and young. Both old and what? Young. Young people. Old men, Penifor, and the children. It means that in that town, the children were doing that. Oh, you don't understand the preaching. This one should be clear. Verse 5 said that. And they called unto Lot and said, "Where are the men?" Okay, so verse 6. He said, "And Lot went out at the door and said unto them, shut the door after them. And said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly." So Lot was saying that, look, these are visitors. You can't do this to them. These are visitors. Let's look at what Lot said in verse. He said, "Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye them as is good in your eyes. Only unto this man do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my..." So Lord said, I have two girls, I have two daughters. Do you understand? Let me give you my two girls, my two daughters. They are not married. The man said, no, the two visitors, they are the people we are looking for. He said, I have two. What is your version saying? You have to be preaching with me. Give your Bible to somebody who should be reading the thing for me. Eh? Verse. If I read, then you also read verse 8.
Verse 8. I have two daughters.
I have 2 daughters.
Who have never been married. I'll bring them out. And you can do what you want with them. But don't harm these men. They are guests in my home.
Don't harm them. These are visitors. And the people's what is that? He said, and they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in sojourn, and he will need be a judge. Now we will deal worse with thee than them. And they pressed Saul upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. They told Lord that, hey, you know, bring them out. Eh? You will see what we'll do. So they even came to the point of breaking the door to enter the room. You see, you don't know this story. If you come to church, you are running around near the toilet. You say you won't come to J Church. Let's continue. But the men put forth their hand and put Lot into the house to them. And to shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness. These were the angels. As Lot was bargaining with the people, the angels pulled Lot in. And the angels made the men in the city who came around to have sex with them, they made them blind. So angels are capable of doing a lot of things. Make them blind. Both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. So because they were blind, they couldn't find the door. You know when the light is out and you can't find the door? Yeah. And the men said unto Lot, "Hast thou here any beside son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever that thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place." Read verse 12 over there for me. The angels said something to Lot.
The two angels said to Lot.
Uh-huh.
"The Lord has heard my terrible things."
Yes.
"About the people of Sodom."
The Lord has said about the terrible things of Sodom. And continue.
He has sent us here to destroy the city.
And he has sent us here to destroy the city. God has heard of the terrible things that are happening in this town. God has heard of the terrible things that are happening in your school. The terrible things that are happening in your compound house. And God has sent us to destroy this city. Continue.
"Take your family and leave."
Listen. This is what the instruction the angels gave Lot. "Take your family and do what?"
"Leave."
"And leave." Continue.
"Take every relative you have in the city."
Take every relative. Your son, do you know relatives? Your son-in-law. Who is the son-in-law? Hey.
Yes.
Your son-in-law is your what?
Daughter's husband.
Yeah, your daughter's husband is your son-in-law. Your daughter-in-law. If you come and marry my son, you become my daughter-in-law. Do you understand? Yeah. My wife's mother is my mother-in-law. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? My wife's father is my what? My father-in-law. My wife's sisters are my sisters-in-law. We don't have cousin-in-law for you. To come to church, you want to learn English. Who said friend-in-law?
No.
Then I'll be our friend. So, take all your relatives. Because, you see, anything that is connected to Lot must be saved. Take all your relatives. Because this, you must be saved. Continue.
"As well as the men."
The men.
"Your daughters."
Daughters.
"Are going to marry."
They are all the people they are going to marry. Continue.
"Lot went to the men," mm-hmm, who were engaged to his daughters, and
okay,
said, "Hurry and get out of here."
Mm-hmm.
"The Lord is going to destroy this city.
Okay.
But they thought he was joking.
But they thought, you see, oh, God was going to destroy, and Lot came to tell them, and the people thought that he was, those of you have King James, he said, he thought he was mocking them. As I'm preaching, you thought I'm joking. So, Reverend, no. They be a Sunday, say, you're back, Musa, because it's time, our bread. We are not according to Musio. And one on Sunday, be a Sunday. You thought I am joking. I said the title of my preaching is what? Escape for your life. Are you understanding where I'm going? Are you understanding where I'm going? Continue.
"And they thought he was joking."
Yes.
"And they laughed at him."
And they laughed at him. They laughed at him. Is he asleep? Is he asleep? You should listen to the word of God. That's come to church. And they laughed at him. Sometimes as you are telling your friends in the school that, look, you have to change, they will laugh at you. So if you go and call somebody, the person say will not come. It's the same as laughing at you. You see what is happening there? This is what's happening. It's as I'm preaching. This is the same thing. Continue, sister preacher, I'll preach.
Early the next morning,
what happened?
"The two angels tried to make Lot hurry and leave. They said, 'Take your wife and your two daughters and get out of here as fast as you can. If you don't, every one of you will be killed when the Lord destroys the city.' At first, Lot just stood there, but the Lord wanted to save him. So the two angels took Lot."
Stop. So the angels told Lot that, look, pack your things. We are moving from this country. We are moving from this city. Pack your things. You are leaving this boyfriend. Pack your things. The end with this cultural meet. This is it. This is the end. Today is your end with the OWOP teacher. This is it.
Yeah.
The OWOP teacher. Pack your things. Pack your things. Today is your end with Brakweku. Pack your things. Pack your things. We
are leaving this city. I'm preaching about what? Escape for your life. But let me continue this what version is this?
King James.
Look at verse 16. That is where I'm. Verse 16, verse 17 is where. Verse 16 said that, and while he lingered, those of you have King James, you have that word over there. Who has a different version? Verse 16. He said what?
Lot hesitated.
Who has another version with a different grammar? Lois, your own says what? Verse 16, the first statement. He said what? And while he lingered, let me tell you, as we are trying to make you escape, Lot was, when we say lingering, if you have internet, you have a dictionary on your phone, somebody who loves the Lord should look for the word lingering. While he lingered, it's an English word which can appear in your BEC, lingering. While he lingered, while he hesitated, one of the verses said that while he was wasting time, as we are trying to break you from the man's teacher, you are wasting time. As we kept, yes, what did he say?
Longer, it is to stay in a place longer than necessary because of reluctance to leave.
To stay in the place longer than is necessary because of your reluctance to leave. Yeah. Most of you don't want to leave your bad behavior. Most of you sitting down here, you do not. I'm about to close. The way you are yawning, the way air is entering your mouth. They told you that they are about to destroy the city. And that, take your things and let's leave. And while he lingered, where is my handbag? The city, they are coming to destroy the city with fire. Where is my handbag? It's not this handbag I'm looking for. Where is this handbag? Give me the handbag. Yes. This is the one. Why he lingered though? some two angels came to a house less than nine, and they said that they are come to destroy the city. So if you don't see me again, we've left. Have you seen Priscilla? Okay, I'll pass the house. Priscilla, yesterday my father said that some two angels be. When the angels are waiting for you to leave, oh. Well, he did what? He lingered. Have you not found my charger? Why he lingered? Because of your reluctance to leave. Are you understanding why he lingered? Why? You see, why, another definition for lingering means that to ask questions. So it's like, where are we going? When an angel is trying to take you out because there is fire coming. There is disaster coming. Your life is getting spoiled. You are asking, where's my yam phone? The one that have Momo on it, you know. I can't find. I found the charger, but I can't find the head. That's what you are doing. While he lingered. You see, but the angels were wiser. Listen to what happened. He said, while they lingered, the men laid hold of his hand. And upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto them, they brought them forth and set them without the city. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. By force. As they were lingering, as they were reluctant to go, they were, I'm sure Lot wife will be asking, you see how women, they ask questions. Do you know the people, they've come and said there's going to be fire and you are following them? Do you think do you think that if you are with your husband and then your husband was sitting down here at the door gate collecting air, he met two men and the two men told them that tomorrow they are come to Ben Soutum. Yeah, so and then your husband came to tell that pack your Ghana must go, all your panties, the things, the cooking utensils, the frying pan, pack all your charger, and then the television, remove the charger, and we are moving to different. Will you go? You not go. Me too, I'll not go. Yeah. That is why Lot was lingering. You see, because Lot cannot see that there is a disaster coming. But you see, this was a city where the people were practicing evil, both great and small. They were having sex with, that is where the word, look for the word sodomy. You see, I want you to understand. Is it working? It's working. Look for the word sodomy. You see, that is where the word sodomy means having sex with somebody through the anus. Yeah. That is why when you sodomize. Is it a verb or it's a pronoun? It's what? It's a verb. Lois, read sodomy. Hey?
Sodomy or beggary is generally anal or oral sex between people or sexual activity between a person and a non-human animal. But it may also mean a non-procreative sexual activity.
Yeah. Maybe you don't understand the plenty English. Yeah. Sodomy. Sodomize. Sodomita. Say, wait. Yeah. You have found another meaning. It means what? Read it in the microphone.
Originally, the term sodomy, which is derived from the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in the book of Genesis, which was commonly restricted to anal sex. Sodomy.
Commonly restricted to what? Anal sex. Anal comes from the word anus. Anus comes from the word buttocks. Clap for Jesus. You don't want to understand the word. Why will I preach and you don't understand? Why will I preach and you not understand? You get it. Yeah. So, when somebody calls you and the person pushes his penis into your anus, the person is sodomized and it's a crime. That is why when they catch such people, they put them in jail. So, and Lot doesn't want to go. You see, the sins that you are in, you may not want to leave. The pornography you are watching, you may not want. The stealing, some of you are sitting, you can steal, you can tell lies. Yeah, you can tell lies and your mother will believe you. Yeah. You can't, yeah. And you see, when your other sibling is even telling the truth, because you have told lies several times, you know how to go about it. And your parents will believe you. I'm telling you. Because you don't want to leave. You don't want to leave Sodom and Gomorrah. No matter, that's what Lois read. He said the word sodomy is related to the story. This is an unbeliever dictionary. It's not a Christian dictionary. In Genesis, they were able to even mention that the story was in Genesis. You go to church, you don't know where the story is. Where's my charger? Where our Jinjami plastic chair? How? You can't enter the car. Oh. And the curtains too, are we going to leave it here? Eh? And the what? That they say? Tiles. Oh, so Lord, are we leaving all these tiles for the fire? The what again? The TV, we just painted the wall. And they say fire is coming. Oh, but do you know the men who have come? I don't know them, but they say they are angels. Eh, but this man, when you look at his head, does he look like an angel? Look at how the head is this thing. Usually angels, their hair is round, but this one, the head is like trapezium. Are you sure he's an angel? We can follow him. But this particular angel, the second angel, when you look at his shoe, the shoe is a China shoe. Angels don't wear China shoes. Well, and you see, all this thing means that he was lingering because they were reluctant to go. Are you understanding the preacher? Or I'm just... Oh, no, I don't... Lois, I don't feel they understand what I'm preaching, though. Lois, do you think they understand what I'm preaching? Why he was, so you see, any sin in your life, I have a lot of things to say, but because of time, any sin in your life, Priscilla, that you are not willing to let go, is a sign that you are lingering. While they lingered. You see, but the good news is that as you are lingering, you need an angel that will hold your hand like this and take you.
You say I've taken here. Yeah. The person pull you. You see, when your parents are going somewhere, you say you don't want to go. Try to hold your hand like this. And your father doesn't care if your hand tear. Yeah. This was what the angel. You see, so you need a pastor, an unreasonable pastor, a crazy pastor like me, to hold your hands and pull you like this. But come and let's go from your sins. This is what I'm explaining to you.
He
said, "Why?" You see, I am on that word. While they lingered. Let me just go to this one and close. Look at the verse. Verse what? What's the next verse? Verse 16, 17. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee." I think I'll preach this one next week. He said, "Escape for." When he brought them out of the city, and he put them. He said, they were not in the city. The holding of the hand and pulling was in the city. When he brought them out of the city, he told them that, "Escape for your life." Why must you escape for your life? Because your life is precious. Yes. You cannot waste your life. You cannot be a prodigal son. The word prodigal, that word, the story of the prodigal son in Luke, the word prodigal, it means wasteful. It's an English word, to waste. To waste. Who say, baby? To waste. So, a wasted son, a prodigal son, may you not waste your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. While he lingered. I'm sure by that time, Lord would have called his friend. Oh, Akwesi, yesterday, I finished eating, I was collecting air. And then I saw some angels be, and they told me that they are come to burn the city. So my wife and my children and my in-law, we are all leaving the city. Then I said, "Are you sure these people are angels? Are you sure?" Some of you, if you were in Jesus' time, you would never believe Jesus was Jesus. No, you not believe. The man has come. He says he's Jesus. Why are Jesus where? Even now, here we are. Do you think that if as I'm preaching, small boy be as walking here, and he says it's Jesus? Before you see Mr. Who and Co have come to collect him, I've sent him to KHI to go and Jesus there. You know, but maybe that guy is Jesus. Yeah, so in Hebrews, Bible says that, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For some have entertained angels unawares." It's not everybody you don't know that you insult. You meet somebody in Trotro, as you are going to see, no, he step on your, "Hey, brah. Who said, Minai Wahono? Who said, Minai Wahono?" Jimmy. Yeah. "Be not forgetful." It's in Hebrews. Look for that scripture, Lord, for me. I'm quoting it. He said, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For some have entertained angels." Is it Hebrews 13 verse 1 or Hebrews 12 verse 1? One of them, but it's one of the. Like he said, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For some have entertained angels unawares." Which Hebrews what? Hebrews 13 verse 1. You see, you don't know scriptures. Read it.
"Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares."
Yeah, some have entertained angels unawares. May you entertain an angel. Yeah. A certain man has come to your house, he's begging for food. You are insulting him. It's an angel God has sent. Apostle General Sam Kranchiankra of Royal House. He said one day he was there. And a certain man, the man came to ask him for money. I don't know whether he gave the man the money or he didn't give the man. But he said, after the man left, somebody,
Then it occurred to him that the man was an angel. I think he gave the man the money. He said when the man left, less than 1 minute, he opened the door to see the man. He said when he opened, he couldn't find the man again. Yeah. It's not everybody who come to your house dirty, dressed dirty with soap. Who is a beggar? Some of them are people angels God has sent. And you insulted them. Yeah. These two angels who appeared. Lot was a man of faith to see that these people, if I come to your house, will you sack me? Oh no, you can't sack me. No, you know me. Reverend has come. No, Reverend has come. I remember during the Christmas, I went to Lois' house. When Daddy was doing housewarming, I went. When I went, she was the one. Why not the one came to serve me? I mean, all the other pastors were there. But she said that this is her pastor. She came to. So of course, you do you understand? But do you think that if I appear with the people, I've not combed my hair smelly? Do you think she will say that this guy is a pastor? No, it's because you know me. So be not forgetful to entertain strangers. I'm about to close. In the evening, we have a prophetic service with Prophet His Lord Amma. Be there. Pray that they will call you. Pray that they will call you. Yeah. It should be your aim. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the angel told them that escape. Run away. Shelly, run away for your life. That group you are in, run away. That friendship you are in, run away. Run away. Run away for your life. You can't see. You have gone to join hardcore girls in the class. A boomer. Association of disobedient people. You don't understand anything. You don't respect anybody. Hardcore. You have a stony heart. Anybody want to join your group, the person must write a letter. And you are the president of the group. You approve before they come. This application is approved by FDA. Yeah. It's vetted and approved by FDA. You are in a group like that. You don't respect anybody. That was how come Lot was able to escape from Sodom. You see, but even as we're going, the angel gave them, if you go and read it, the angel gave them a clear that as we are going, don't turn back. It was at that place that Lot's wife turned back and she became a pillar of salt. Don't turn back. Oh. Next week, I think I'll continue this one. This is Escape for Your Life, Season 1. Yeah, Season 1, Episode 1. You have to do Season 1, Episode 2 next week. Yeah. She turned back. You see, some of you, you see, when I hold your hands and I say, come, be in this choir. That is your safety. When I hold you, I say, be in this choir. Be here. I hold and say, do this. You don't know what I've seen. As this group was singing, I was sitting down here. I just saw something. And I said, I made a decision. You don't know what I've seen. And I know, as I said, don't follow that boy. Stop watching that pornography. Your parents have been giving so much complaint that you don't respect. And I am talking to you. You don't understand. Yeah. You'll be blessed. I said you will be blessed. Oh, I'm not preaching well. Sammy, I'm not preaching well. You don't understand today's preaching. Frida, do you understand the preaching? Yeah, if you understand. Yeah, she's called Frida. She came from Abekan Church. She has come to join us permanently. So if you make her your friend, you have to make her your friend. I beg. I beg. No. Oh, solo dear. Solo. Hey, bra solo. Solo dear. Hey, hallelujah. Yeah. Your safety is when an angel holds your hand and says, escape. 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 The way you don't respect anybody, you escape. Recently, I was somewhere, and then one of your mother called me. The person said that the daughter went to school, and the teacher asked the daughter to do something. And the girl said, Apu. Apu. Now, obisi Apu, it means I didn't know yet. Apu neke. And the mother called me. And then, I remember I was in a camp. And I sent the mother message that, leave my girl for me. So, the mother wanted to beat her. And I said, leave her for me when I come. I'm sure the girl saw the message. He told the mother that, please beat me. You yourself beat me. Yeah, you yourself beat me. So, because this text message that, leave her for me, no, it means a lot. Yeah. Yeah. I pray for you. That may you have an angel. You see, sometimes an angel in your life is somebody who tells you that. You see, let me tell you something. Somebody was asking a question. And the person was asking that, why is that? They say that your church, you beat the children, but they are around. And I said, no. It's not because I be. See, one thing is that all of us, when you are doing the bad thing, you know. And you all need somebody in your life to tell that, stupid girl, stop it. If you don't have anybody in your life like that, you will do the bad things, you will do it, you will believe it, and you get to a stage where you will not respect anybody again. Yeah. There are people I beat, they are still here. Yeah. They are still here. Why? You see, because you know. You see, the truth is that you know that what you are doing there is a bad thing. That's why your mother will say, live her life for her. No, here. We don't live your life for you. No. We don't live your life for you. Yeah, we don't live things for people. Why should we live your life for you? Why should I live your life for you? Peter, sit down. Why do you think that I've been put here to live your life? Do you think that, I'm about to close. Do you think that a cow, can pack its things, that it is moving from Tamale to Accra and it will come and reach Accra. Before it gets to Kintapo, it will be in somebody's that they say. Yeah. But do you think that if there is a Fulani person chains following the cow will come and reach Accra, it will reach. If there's somebody following the cow, hey, don't pass, hey. Recently, I was driving somewhere. I saw some small boy. The way he was beating the cow. Saying, ah, ah. And like I said, moo. They were enjoying the moo. It was so romantic. Moo. Yeah. We will not live your life for you. Especially, you see, the only prayer you should pray is that Bishop should come and say that, Reverend K, from today we are removing you from the safe church. We want you to come and do ashes. That one, that one, when people come to church the next Sunday and they hear that Reverend K is not here, we go na hail your name. Day by day.
Yeah.
And then you begin to tell your friends about a story about the Ewe King Agokoli, who died. Yeah. I'm not going to leave soon. I'll be here. I'll be here and I'll pastor your children. Yeah. I'm not leaving. I have a church, remember, I'm still pastoring her daughter. Her daughter is in the church. She was with me in Sable. She has gone to give birth. She's in the adult church. The daughter comes to save church. Still pastoring. As I'm standing, I'm a grandfather. I clap for Jesus. Onapu. Onapo. Yeah. Hallelujah. Escape. Next week, I will teach you the escape route. Yeah. Next week is classmates Sunday, or next week is classmate. Look, next week we are doing school. I don't want to say we wear school uniform, otherwise we will stop, we'll spoil it. Oh, we should wear school uniform. Yeah. Hey, we are sure. Some people their school uniform is not nice, so. Oh, we should wear Friday wear. Yeah. Hey. Okay, you there, wear something your school crest is on it. Or and school across, or you can wear trousers, but maybe Friday wear on top to show that you're all. Okay, just come back. But we'll do roll call. School, we'll do roll call. Yes. So next week, we are going to see the school with the highest number of people. And when you come, all your school people, you must sit at one place. So when we are counting, the count will be easier. All students, all of them, call them. Or are buying school. Hey, that. Charlie's like, it's like, oh, Omanjo, let's stand up and let's see. One, hey, Charlie, Omanjo, let's stand up and let's see. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Sit down. Glorious spells, stand up and let's see. All students, all glorious spells. Oh, see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's almost like that bio. Of your. It's almost next week, Rect Academy. Only two. St. Benedict. Only two. Your school is what? Eh? Another one. What? Nalis. Eh? Dalis. Nipasen Ukwan. Has a old you call for number. Everybody next week there. No, but between. I'm sure some people will bring people. So I know a certain school will be hitting 10. If you have to beg your class with that, I beg. Yeah, the people are sorry. But dear. Hey, next week, put their bra. Humble way. Jenny, we have to bring all your classmates too. Hey. If you are a prefect, you tell them, hey, Sunday, you're quite sorry. Now I'm quite, I'll be scrubbing toilets. You see something. You scrub the tiles one by one. Hallelujah. May you escape for your life. I said, may you escape for your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Escape. You escape. You will escape. You will escape. Yeah. May you have an angel in your life. Yeah. The angel, you see, Lot saw the men, you see, but he didn't see them as angels. So the person may come in the form of a man. He says, when you look at my head, you will never think I'm an angel. Now, Reverend K, they has been beating. Angels don't beat. This man, he can't be an angel. But I am an angel for you. Yeah. To make you escape from Bra Kwame, who has blue light in his room. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful, lift up your hands and sing it. Oh, nothing compares to that. Everybody lift up your hands and sing it. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful, what a beautiful day it is. What a beautiful day it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful day it is. Nothing compares to that. What a beautiful day it is. The when at the beginning,
one with darkness,
Lord Most High, your hidden glory in God's creation,
your hidden glory in creation.
Now, everybody sing it now.
Now reveal.
you glory. Lord, we give you praise. We honor you, Lord. We thank you for your word. May we escape every trap the enemy has set for us in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, we thank you. Father, we bless you, Lord. I commit every young person in this room into your care. That, Lord, let your glory shine on us. May we meet an angel in our lives that to show us the path in the name of Jesus. You are here, you are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Lift up your hands, come forward, and I'll pray with you. You will genuinely want to give your life to Christ. Come and I'll pray with you. Clap for her, clap for them. Anybody want to join, can join. Thank you. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name. Join them. If you want to join, join.
What a beautiful name it is.
What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. Thank you, Jesus.
What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Say, Lord Jesus. Everybody help us. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please, I come to you.
Please, I come to you.
Put your love in my heart.
Put your love in my heart.
Acknowledge that I'm a sinner.
Acknowledge that I'm a sinner.
Please cleanse my sins.
Please cleanse my sins.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
In your blood.
In your blood.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. Take us it. What a beautiful name it is.
Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to that. What a beautiful name. The name of Jesus.
Father, we give you glory, Lord. We bless you. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus' name is a beautiful name. I said, Jesus' name is a beautiful name. In Jesus' name. Take out your second offering. If you have brought your tithe, come. You don't pay tithe. Most of you don't pay tithe anymore. As that's why I come, I'll pray for you. Give me oil. I like people who pay tithe. Your prosperity is connected to your tithe. Your prosperity. If you don't have tithe card and we close, go and see my wife. She'll give you tithe card. Tell her that I say she'll give you tithe card. And start paying tithe. It doesn't even, the amount you pay doesn't matter. No. It's not about the amount. You don't need to get 1,000 Ghana cedis to pay. If genuinely you know that your tithe is 2 cedis, put it in and bring it. It's between you and God. Or you don't understand what I'm preaching? No, all of us, our tithe cannot be the same. No. Yeah. If you know that the whole week you have 20 Ghana, the whole month, are this envelope you took from the conference or your tithe? Okay. If you know that the whole month is 20 Ghana you get. 10% of 20 Ghana is 2 cedis. Bring it to God. It's not your money. Yeah. And God will bless you. Father, bless them. In Jesus' name. May their prosperity break forth. May they do well. Because they've honored you. Rebuke the devourer for their sake. Father, may their finances be stable. In Jesus' name, I pray that may they not lack anything that will require money in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Allah, Allah. Look at that, Lois is happy. This thing, if I go and see now, Lois has seen that goofy is just, I say, that's my boy. He go be. As Lois was happy, you know, then Jennifer is eyeing her. You don't do that, Kofi's my boy already. Yeah. I beg. Lady Reverend, I beg. Order for lift up your offerings. Hey, why church? There's an interesting church. Father, bless everybody who is giving this morning or this afternoon. Show them mercy, Lord. May we not lack money. May we be rich. May this church be a rich church. I prophesy that everybody in this church is prosperous. In Jesus' name, amen. May you send angels to give us money. May people look at us and say, take money. In Jesus' name, amen. My hands are anointed. Stand up and bring your offering. Any amount you have, bring it. God bless you. You are blessed. You are favored. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. Yes. Yes. No, give it, put it in my hands. If you don't put it in my hands, then you've not given the offering. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Matura Vasana. Raturi Andere Sandra. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Everybody, take your booster. Are you coming? Take your booster. Shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the waters to restore my soul. He leads the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I'm in the power of the shadow of death, have you taken your booster? Come. I've taken your bag. Oh, I never. Put it inside. No, this one I put it inside. Don't give me booster. Only 3 people are giving booster. Amen. I have short meeting with all choristers. Today the instrumentalists are giving offering. It's so better. Things are changing. Instrumentalists are. Sammy, organize and bring this thing. Somebody should call K Church, I Church, and then J Church. They should all come. One of my pastors is still doing birthday today. But the cake, you will not eat. You know that. But when you your birthday, you send it to your school. And then your old madam is the one who cuts the cake. Some of you are saying, yeah, but Pastor, I doesn't like OWOP. No, I like OWOP. Our welder people, I like them. Yeah. How what? How what? That's how they call it. Watch it, Pepe. Amen. So today, who is Akwala Boni? J-Church, but they wear heels. And a short skirt for crowd. My girls are hot girls. So. Ericus. Hey, Ella, I've missed you. Come and give me a hug. I've missed you, Pa. Oh. Emanuela people, they are good girls. So almost a moon drink. There's a champagne around there. Hey, echo. Hey, Jojo, you don't know it. You have used your leg to hit the cake. You see. Hey, sit down. There are chairs all here. Sit down. J Church, sit down. And I'm asking you this. Next time there's cake, we won't call you. And the way I'm moving about. There are chairs all here. Okay. And why am I? Why is she sitting on you? One district, one factory. One constituency, one blank. One village, one dam. One mosquito coil. One fish, one sea. One student, one school. One goat, one knife. One what again? One school, one teacher. One teacher, one student. Amen. Mumbra, mumko echirion. Na can I for no? Can I for the say ya? Obi direct you, mumu direct you. Ask, hey Messi. Yesterday Argentina won the match. Oh, Allah. Messi dear unapo. Kali pufo no no. Omo aba. Let be amu the snack ba sorry. Okay, so this evening we have service. It's starting at come this way. Adam, your teacher, where you are more? They share Kalipo in their church. Next week I'll be preaching in K Church. Okay, oh, come. Mo pe baby mo muna mo sana. Hey, we go na hey. I'm sure that is in the family. Oh, ewe busi animo. Ewe busi animo. Hey, Joe. Si awa ba sa benya boy. Stefan, this way. You the way you are going, you're going to cause trouble. Yeah. Ada, come and sit here. Ada is blessed. Where are the teachers? Call Yaya for me. Today is Auntie Yaya's birthday. Mope baby ma kwa ye. Brahu koin. Now pastor chen na babet na sun. Pastor Sami chen na babet na sun. Ah, in the tuna way. Money chalky wa baby wa. Now we are since ready queen. But if you need that we pray, then we close. I want to see your choristers. July is a good month. Next week is Rep Your School. It's called what? Rep Your School. Okay. Rep Your School. God will bless us. Oh, you don't think so? Yeah, God will bless us. God will not allow you to come to church all your life and somebody is sitting in the house watching cartoons. And then he will bless the person who will not bless you. It won't happen. God will bless you. God no question. When we finish, then we take our prayer. How many of you remember our prayer? Have you learned the song? That's when you learn it too. Every time when we close, that prayer with that song will play. And then I'll pray for you. Do my prayers work? It works, eh? Yeah. It works. Anything you believe in, listen, anything you believe in is that thing that will happen to you. Yeah. If you believe in ghosts, you'll be seeing ghosts. If you believe in witches, everything you see witch. One of them, she's a member of this church. And then she went to school. One of these boarding schools. Every teacher is teaching her, she's seeing witches. Hey. She bathed alone. Dining. She doesn't eat the dining food because witches have cooked their food. And so if you also believe in prayers, you'll get answers. Yeah. You just have to believe. Solo, sit down. Your shirt is too colorful. Amen. Where are the teachers? They are making me talk plenty. If they will not, they should say so that we start eating. And then no grad here. Senior, baby, I had got trying there. Are you ready? Had will you eat some of the cake? You like cake? You like cake? So I will be there, no, they come to school. Obi, dear, you like cake? Yes, we have a cake. And teacher for his pastors, we have a cake. Yeah. You are going to be a blessing. Yeah. When your parents look at you, they will smile. Say amen. Oh, Auntie Aya is in the building. Oh, stand to your feet, stand to your feet. Stand to, oh, come. Oh, come to me. Wow. July bonds are blessed. July bonds are. Hada, are you a July bond? Are you a July bond? Yeah, July bond. Hey, Hada, I was here when they born you. Okay, sit down. So sit down. Today is Auntie Yaria's birthday. Last week was Auntie Titi's birthday. You see, the people. Hey! Bring your bottles back. The people who work with me, they are very important to me. So when you disobey them, you disobey me. Who sit here? Are chairs and five people are sitting on one chair. Okay, so she's been very, very helpful to me. When you look at all of them, Auntie Harriet, then put your hands together for her. Yeah. Your birthday is when? August. November, dear. By November, dear, na yanya yashe. Okay. They be very. If you, anything you see working, some of you say I'm hard. You should ask them. Very, very hard on them. But they've stayed with me. It's not easy to stay with me. No. So if you can't stay in my house for 2 hours, hey, you leave. You pack your things. House Ben, asumjeni. You should ask them. Since he came to my house, he can't sleep. Hey, today is a bad day. But where's your cake? Yeah, who? Okay. Mude. Oh. Sister, now I'm coming. Cake, Nanya, oh dear, Janas. Mr. Ewu, today's your birthday. Into today's his birthday. Hey, clap for the June boss. July bonds. Hada, today's your birthday. Today's your birthday. Join them. Hey, Ejuma we. Yep. Mami ya too. Charlie, you are in this church, your shoe is not. It's not healed. Forget it. Okay, but God has been gracious, like I said, to them. Okay, she's been very helpful. She has worked with me for years. It's not been easy. She's been doing this work when Omanjo Church was there since. She has not done any other work again. Okay, me too. When you came, I was doing safe. Do you know, many people don't want to pastor children, though. Oh, you are not aware. People don't like children. It's me that I'm doing children's church and look like it's a nice thing. But if you go to some place, children's church, under the tree. No, I had a little lamb. No, I had a, it's Mary, mom.
Yes, Mary had a
little. And Noah has what? Both. Yeah. Stand to your feet and stretch your hands towards them. Close your eyes. You see, when it's your birthday, the way we pray for you, when it's somebody's own also, put in that energy. Pray for them. Ask God to extend their days. Ask God to bless them. Ask God to favor them. Pray for them. Lift your voice and begin to pray for them. In the name of God. I want to hear you say a prayer. Don't say it in your under your throat. Open your mouth and speak a blessing. When it's your turn, we'll pray for you like that. Pray for them. That God will bless them. In the name of Jesus.
Kandorobo Sika Bandam, Kambo Sataba, Kasiri Andelebe Kiandaya, Rata Brasata Bandaba. Oh, be lifted above the God. Lift up your eyes again.
We lay our crown and worship you.
Oh, be lifted.
Oh, be lifted.
Oh, above. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the life of Mamiya. I pray, oh God, that may you bless her. May you favor her, Lord. May she see many more days in the name of Jesus. May she be blessed. Bless her, favor her in the name of Jesus. Let your blessing be upon them. Let your glory be upon him this way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We commit your hand to your care. Father, bless her. Bless the work of her hands. Extend her days, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Answer her prayers. Answer her prayers. Answer her desires. In the name of Jesus. May she never be put to shame as she serves you, as she works in your hands. Father, I pray that every blessing connected to working, Father, will come upon them. In the name of Jesus, we commit this into your care, Lord. Father, bless him. Favor him. In the name of Jesus, extend in this. In Jesus' name. And when. Their lives, they will not die young. They will live to see many more years. May you bless them, oh God. Wherever they find themselves, may they be outstanding. Let your glory be upon them. Let your favor be upon them. We come against accidents. We come against premature death. We come against diseases. I mark them with your blood. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. May they be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. So sit down. If we are saying that I'm drinking water, I have to drink water. I'm the one shouting. Don't shout. So this cake, if we cut it, it's only pastors who eat. If the birthday is one of my pastor's birthday, when you bring, you don't give us some. You don't give me. I never seen anybody who has cut cake that has brought me cake before. It's only Echo who went to cut cake and they brought the cake from his house to me. His birthday, but he brought me cake. The rest of you there, who is Reverend Yike? Auntie Aria, come and let's cut. When we finish cutting, then people will join us. Mumufri has seen a camera no more. We are not frame. People are holding bottle. Bottle not the baby birthday. You have a chance, son of Mbaba. So, where is the photographer? Where the had that the only said Nanyan birthday auntie? I did a year in your family. Money transfer. I'll be able to say. So, we cut this cake in the name of the Father and of this. The way I would do them. Phone cry so that the picture will not be nice. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All July born, the birthday people, come and join us. Come. Some push can stand by me. July. No. No, to the people who are doing their birthday today. Today. I think all July born can join. Hey.
It's F.O. a July born. It's F.O. a July born. F.O. is a July born.
I have a which of the July have they born you? 14th. Nothing by. Anyway, 3 A.O. Obia Fanny Sambra. So everybody try and hold my hands. Yeah. F.O. bra. You don't get ace. Who there, bra?
We cut the cake. Yeah, you are a July born. Oh, you ma. I send me a bubble. You ma, me July. Now, if you say you are born in September, you must bring your birth cert. We cut this cake in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who is popping the champagne for you? Let me ask you, pop. Pop it. Is that because of the baby, I'm wearing heel. Because mommy, I didn't. Mommy, I doesn't wear heel. It's Abena who likes heel. Mommy, I did. He likes flat.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.